It was lovely. Thank you so much. There are many conflicting beliefs and opinions concerning the will of God or Spirit. And I believe that the will of Spirit has been largely and grossly misinterpreted, misconstrued, and misunderstood. The will of the Almighty is usually associated with sorrow and sickness, poverty, death, and whatever else it is that mankind determines to be bad or unfortunate. I believe that the will of God, the will of Spirit, toward all is good and very good. I know that Spirit is love, and that it is in the nature of love to always comfort, soothe, uplift, prosper, protect, bless, and heal. And so it is that I can't associate the will of the Father with any of the ills or the weaknesses or the lack that pervades the human condition. Jesus said that our Father wills that all of us be helped and come into an understanding of the truth and the knowledge of the truth concerning our Father's will, and that would make us free. When we begin to understand and much more thoroughly as to who, where, and what Spirit is, and we realize that Spirit is love, and then we may come to the understanding of its will for us. The world as a whole has a very wrong idea of Spirit, and therefore it also has the wrong idea of what its will is. The masses need to come to know Spirit in a new way, in a new light, with more understanding. This Spirit that they will come to see in a new way, in a new light, is the same Spirit that is now and always has been and always will be. We are in need of a Father who is the Father to all His children in all of the nations all over the world. We are in need of a Father to whom all people can pray in the same spirit of faith and love and confidence. When we come to realize that the will of the Spirit is its very nature, and that the very nature of Spirit is its will, and that the will stands forever and never changes, we will realize that we cannot induce Spirit to change its will toward ourselves or toward anyone else. For the will of the Spirit is fixed. It is changeless. I am that I am. I change not, saith the Lord. The change then must take place within ourselves, not in Spirit. No amount of begging, no amount of pleading or beseeching will change Spirit's nature one iota. The will of Spirit towards us is now and always has been the same. And since Spirit is good, its will toward us must of a necessity include all that is good. This good is life. It is peace. It is health. It is harmony. It is prosperity. and it is success. That is the will of Spirit toward all people, not just a chosen few. When we begin to realize that Spirit is no respecter of person, and that its love goes out to all equally, and its life is the life of all, regardless of station, nationality, or beliefs. When we begin to realize that Spirit is infinite good, whose nature is infinite and unconditional love, and its nature is its will, then we will see the will of Spirit is carried out in and through all things. The will of Spirit can only work for good, for peace, and for harmony. The very nature of Spirit is the very nature of the masses of mankind, but they are not aware of this truth. Since man is created in the image and after the likeness of Spirit, we must necessarily be like unto the Spirit who created us. And so the will of Spirit is also the will of man, since the very nature of Spirit is the very nature of man. When we come to know, not an intellectual knowing, but a deep knowing in the heart, when we know this, we will get rid of our personal will. For it is certainly, more times than not, the personal will that stands in the way of our experiencing that which is good and very good. When we come to understand that we can fully, wholeheartedly, and without any reservation, trust the will of Spirit to be carried out in us and through us in all of our relationships, in all of our business affairs, and in all of our households, that is when we will experience peace. I believe it is the will of Spirit that everyone be sound and well in body and in mind. I believe that it is the will of Spirit that we always be helped in whatever condition and circumstance we may find ourselves. And I believe it is the will of Spirit that none of us should suffer or be in pain, in need, or in want. But in order to manifest the wonderful blessings, the fruits of the Spirit, we must come into a better understanding of a relationship to Spirit, our Creator, our Heavenly Father. As we understand the true relationship between Jesus Christ and His Father as being the very same relationship between us and our Father, we will have a very different view of Spirit, a different view of ourselves and of our neighbor and of the world as a whole. God's will is done in earth as it is done in heaven. Is a daily prayer on the lips of millions and millions of people. People say, if it is the will of God, I will do this and I will do that. When we begin to understand more fully the true nature of all being, we will get rid of that bothersome little word, if. Because if is an uncertainty as to the will of Spirit. When we understand the true nature of Spirit, then we will also understand the true will of Spirit. Jesus once said, "What man is there of you if his son asked for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked a fish, would give him a serpent? If then ye, being evil, for evil-minded, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that seek him? The spirit of love and life never sends sorrow to anyone. If you are still holding on to that idea, I say get rid of it. Let it go. Many of us hold ourselves as slaves to sickness, to poverty, and distress because of the wrong idea that it is the will of spirit that we suffer or that we go without. If you think that this is the will of spirit of love, then you suffer. Don't send for a doctor. And don't ask for a practitioner. And do not pray. If you think it is Spirit's will that you suffer or in pain, then I say suffer and experience the pain. However, in truth, it is not the will of Spirit that you suffer. Learn through a better understanding of Spirit and the nature of Spirit. Learn a new way to look at and to meet the negative conditions, to meet them with understanding that there are merely the appearances that are seen with the human eye, and they are contrary to all truth. Raise your vision. Lift your eyes to the light and see the truth of your being in Christ. The whole world needs to wake up and get a new understanding of the Spirit that is right here, right now, living us with that loving presence that contains all good, is good, and very good, and is the life of man. Spirit, God, our Father, is here right now. He is the very life, the health, the strength, the wisdom, the joy, and the very love in the hearts of all men and all women everywhere. When we can grasp and understand more of this fullness of the one perfect presence that's here and now in us and with us, then we will see greater blessings. Spirit's will is the best for all of us. And it is best for us to have and enjoy the fullness of life, but we must realize our divine sonship. And with this divine sonship and divine nature, we must recognize our divine inheritance. Acknowledge in all thy ways, that is in thought, in word, and deed, and I will pour you out the blessings. Have we done this? When we are not feeling well, we become focused on the illness and the pain. This misplaced focus robs us of our peace of mind and our ability to reason soundly, and we become unreasonable. And when we become unreasonable, we do irrational things. Is that the way of spirit? How shall we deal with these things in truth? I say that we should look at these things squarely in the face, just as Jesus did. he knew that no disease was born of spirit. And so it was that he could speak with authority and power. And he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And the condition was gone. He called for the man or woman seeking his help, the real true nature of the Father's creation. He called forth health, harmony, peace, love, wholeness. As we begin to understand in our hearts more of the truth of Jesus taught it, we will deal more effectively with the conditions of the world rather than giving in to them. We are slow in realizing our God-given dominion and our God-given power, and we must will the will of our Father that we be well and whole and perfect. The will of Spirit toward us is that we should live in peace and harmony with all the world and all of its people. The will of Spirit is that we should not have ill feelings, hatred, thoughts of revenge, or any other negative thoughts in the hearts and minds. It is the will of Spirit that we realize that we are free from all of these things. It is the will of Spirit that our physical organs perform their natural functions in perfect harmony. We are beginning to see that the sick are being healed by the one and only power, which is the power of divine truth, infinite good, divine love, and that there is no power but that of Spirit. We are beginning to realize that only the good is true. Only the good is real. No longer do we believe in a power other than the One Presence. Let us come to a better understanding as to the divine nature of our being and our relationship to our Heavenly Father, who is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet, the Father in whom we live and move and have our very being. When we can begin to understand that this divine being is all love and all goodness, we will never again blame Spirit for having sent his children any pain, any sorrow, any sickness, or any distress, for it is contrary to its will and to its nature. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable. Rest your feet on the floor and place your hands comfortably in your lap or at your side. And just relax for a moment. Be still. Quiet your mind. Let go. Let go of all that is outside of this peaceful and holy place. Let go of all those worrisome thoughts, all those ideas, all of those feelings that are whirling around inside your head. If you're holding on to any anger or resentment, any jealousy, anything that's negative that you're harboring, let it go. Be still. Be very still. Go deep within. Go to the center of your being, where our Father waits and welcomes you with his unconditional love and his peace. I am your Father, your Creator, And I have made you in my likeness and after my image. All that I am and all that I have given you by virtue of my being in you and with you from the beginning. You are my beloved child, and because you are my child, my will for you is good and only good. My will for you is that your hearts and minds be filled with love. My will for you is that your life be filled with a peace that passes all human understanding. My will for you is that you enjoy a life that is whole and perfect, a life that is without any of that which is the making of the human condition. I would not have you experience any form of pain, discomfort, sorrow, sadness, or suffering. These kinds of experiences are not of my making, nor are they my will. They are the result of your having turned away from me. They are the result of your having taken in by the world of material beliefs and misunderstandings. But I say to you, you do not need to continue to experience the trials and the tribulations of the world. You do not need to be mired in that which is not true, pure, and good. You may relieve yourself of all that is not of my heaven by changing your thinking, changing your mind, and opening your heart. Open your heart and mind to me, that I may enter in and express the fullness of life that is already within you. Open yourself to me, that you may receive your inheritance, the gifts that I have freely and lovingly given as your Father. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. O most gracious and loving Father, I am grateful for the awareness of your presence in and with and as me, and I thank you for making it so. Amen.